This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Go Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines, brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
ADHDR Kids is not taking the Jets seriously until they have something other than media hype behind them.
It's not even media hype. It's here. Look at their team last year. Okay? You can say defensively, however you want to put it. And you're going to tell me, by me just inserting one player, a 40-year-old player,
yeah,
that is going to make that much of a difference?
Their quarterbacks were really bad last year.
Okay.
Didn't one of their quarterbacks, Tim Boyle, he's like, I don't even know I'm here.
Right. Yes. I think he was
He threw the Fail Mary.
Yeah.
On Black Friday.
Wasn't he like Aaron Rodgers' backup also?
I believe he was. Or something like but that. He's like, I don't understand. Yeah. You know, Aaron Rodgers gets to have his friends around.
Rugby. Yes.
Oh, rugby.
Can I just tell you?
Doing really well in that.
Hey.
Oh, we're going to lose New Zealand.
New Zealand. Hey, New Zealand's the OG rugby.
Yeah, we got no shot. Respectfully.
I believe
I got to tell you, this is a lot of thickums.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Rugby is
different.
Oh, this is ladies rugby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, and they're still very good though. Yeah, that's
look at this. Oh my goodness.
It's not gonna go. I never really understood the rules of rugby.
I know.
Definitely one of those.
We're not wearing the black jerseys, I assume.
No,
the
that's
white.
New Zealand.
Yeah,
that's New Zealand.
I wonder what the study of CTE and all that, like.
They don't hit with the heads, though. They hit with shoulders.
Isn't it crazy? Less pad, better form?
That's, like, it's a weird thing, because remember, San Francisco signed a rugby player. Remember they signed a rugby player, and he never tackled with his head, and they started teaching that.
Mm.
Look at that.
They do uppies, though.
Yeah, I don't understand the like, I don't know if I could play a sport where
Jared Haynes.
I wouldn't be the lifter. It'd be like Tyreek would
be
the.
Oh, my God.
Tyreek would be the lifter.
I just looked up the.
Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, the little guy. He would be the guy you throw up there. You're not going to throw up Calais Campbell. I'm just saying. It's a
wee. Oh, you think that's how he sounds?
Like Mario. The quarterbacks were really bad last year, though, Leroy.
I understand.
Really bad.
I understand that. I'm not disputing that. But here's the issues they had. And here's why I always question, do you know how good your quarterback is when they have no protection? Now I'm going to take a 40-year-old and put him back there. Right? Aaron Rodgers is not the guy who gets rid of the ball quickly. Tom Brady could make any offensive line better because of how quickly he released the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to almost avoid injury his whole career because he never got touched. Aaron Rodgers is not that guy. Aaron Rodgers is going to sit back there and hold the ball for a second. Now, you're telling me with similar protection that they got last year, that he's going to be able to do that? It just, like, there's a lot of questions that I have.
Well, yeah, I don't think so. Like, I genuinely still feel like if the Dolphins are going to have any competition in this division, like, I still have to give respect to Buffalo. Like, Buffalo is the team that they have owned you. They deserve you, that because you should have proved it last year. And
yes.
And you wet the bed. It was terrible.
Yes. Yes.
So.
Yes.
But the Jets do have a lot of talent, dude.
I'm not disputing that. I'm not saying they don't have talent. I'm not saying. But what I am saying is this. Their offensive line was brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you're telling me, if I put or insert a guy with Aaron Rodgers' background, I'm talking about not necessarily the great throws and all that stuff, all right? But I'm talking about the amount of time he holds the football. That's going to be that much better?
They got better odds than the Dolphins do to win the division. Vegas' eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
I fade that.
Bills, still a favorite, plus 165. Jets plus 180, Dolphins plus 210. It's close.
I take the Dolphins over the Jets.
Patriots?
Huh?
Patriots?
1,000.
Plus 2,500.
2,500, even worse. So, but you understand what I'm saying. And here's what I hate about having these conversations. A lot of people think that I don't like Aaron Rodgers. And that's what Marcos thinks, because I have all these questions. No, it has nothing to do with that.
You hate Aaron Rodgers, dude.
But look at the reality of that situation. Like, I'm always going to have a problem with a team that says, if I interject one person, that everything else is going to be fixed.
Yeah, but, like, these are the names they had starting last year. Zach Wilson.
Okay.
Trevor Siemian.
Yeah. No.
Wow.
I'm not saying. He is 1,000 times better than the quarterbacks they've had.
Is there another one?
Okay. Is the offensive line better?
That's bad.
Because the offensive line didn't block anybody.
They did not.
Okay. So isn't that going to be?
Zach Wilson was sacked 46 times last year.
Okay. Wow. Wait. Where does that?
In 12 games.
Wait.
Say, how is that?
How many sacks did they give up last year?
As a team?
As a team.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, it's rough.
So so when I'm having a conversation about Aaron Rodgers, I'm actually having a conversation about them damn near giving up more sacks than anybody.
I'm sorry, how many times was he sacked?
46. Oh, I played with Bernie, he was sacked like 70 times.
Oof.
Yeah,
dude. I never felt so bad. And I'm like, man, I better hope I can't screw up because, whew, he's getting killed. And you know he wasn't fleet of foot.
Not good. Jets, 64 sacks.
Woof. Right? Where does that rank?
Fourth. Behind the Panthers, Commanders, and Giants.
Okay, go figure. Yeah. Who were the four worst teams in the league?
You'll never guess.
Didn't the Panthers spent like $900 million on two guards?
But that, okay. And so even with that, so I'm going to say this, and this is what I want to ask you. How does Aaron Rodgers change those 64 sacks?
Well, he can actually run an offense. I mean, I would say that. Like, I understand.
Okay. Quick release.
Okay. But you got those same guys blocking. They got five Eichenbergs.
But his, I understand. But he also is not going to throw fail Marys to Javon Holland. Like, okay. he's not going to be Zach Wilson is awful. I mean, just.
Right. No.
So, and they do. They add Mike Williams. They have Garrett Wilson. They have Breece Hall. Like, they got weapons, dude. They're not.
Weapons? I think anything.
I think the Dolphins are better, but I just think I'm just wondering. Like, I feel like we've completely dismissed them.
The Jets?
Yes.
No, I haven't dismissed them. But the questions I have from last year to this year, nobody seems to be talking about, and their inability to block for the quarterback, whoever that may be. And you can just say, "Hey, our quarterback was bad." Oh, I get that, but they still weren't blocking.
85 sacks for the Giants. That's 20 more than anybody else.
Right. Crazy.
Right.
That was crazy.
Right. So from that standpoint, right, is again, Daniel Jones makes $40 million a year. He can make $5 million a year. If you're giving up 85 sacks, what good is it? How good is your quarterback giving if your team is sacking, giving up 85 sacks? How great does your quarterback have to be? And that has to matter. We're just discarding that pertinent information. Like, yeah, your offensive line was bad. Your defense was awesome. You got skilled players. You got a hell of a run game. But how did that improve? That's the question I have about them. And until that's clarified, or until they show me that's better and Aaron Rodgers is not running for his life at 40, I can't take them serious. I can't.
Yeah, but you could say that the Dolphins have plenty of questions on the O-line too. Like,
sure they do.
In an ideal world, it'll work out, but we know that Terron Armstrong is going to miss five games.
Here's what they have, though. Here's what they have that separates them from the Jets. They have a quarterback who gets rid of the ball quickly to skilled players that can run after the catch. So they don't have to throw it 15, 20 yards down the field. And that's why in the last couple of years, the offensive line has looked better while not being better.
Yes, but they also still have durability issues. Like, there's still questions.
Sure.
About, so you're going to be putting out there possibly but some 6'8 rookie at left tackle by the middle of the season.
But the one thing that
Paul
I
of Miami.
The one thing that I have that can cover all that is a quarterback who gets rid of the ball quickly. That covers a lot of that.
Yeah, he has to be because his numbers are
has to or not, he does, and he's effective doing it.
Well, because when he's not, if he doesn't get the ball quick, his numbers
right. But
again,
that's part of it. So can Aaron Rodgers do that?
I think he does, though. You don't think he has some credentials?
No,
he got some credentials.
He hates Aaron Rodgers. I'm telling you,
hate Aaron Rodgers.
He hates him.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. I'm just saying that. There's a lot of questions there to just be crowning them.
I think if I was going to give them a thing that I'm worried about too, is their coach seems like a dope.
That's
we ain't even go there.
Nah,
we ain't even talking about that. See, I'm more concerned with the players.
Yeah, I understand, but he does cause controversy for no reason.
Again, I'm just strictly going on I mean, that's kind of what happened in L.A. with the Chargers.
Yep.
Like, who didn't know that was coming?
God, did you guys see? Did you see Jim Harbaugh pulling his player on a sled?
Yeah.
This guy is crazy.
Dude, no, you don't. I told you, he's a linebacker trapped in a quarterback's mind.
He's an insane person.
Right. He is.
Take a break. Back after this.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Any reason why we got the love music up in here?
Because it's football time. It's sex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, football.
Dude, I got to tell you, I'm watching this rugby. It's not for the faint of heart.
No.
They are.
No, they're getting after it, dude.
But the thing is all the lifting of each other. Hey, this is the first sport where the referees have their name on the back.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Usually little it's a number. Accountability, huh?
Usually it's a number.
Yeah.
I saw Spo getting a little angry at the refs the last game around.
Ooh.
I like spicy Spo getting the international stage.
Yeah, that's good.
Makes me happy.
You think eventually he'll be the coach, right? He's next, though.
A lot of people are saying he should be the coach already. A lot of people are not happy with Steve Kerr, especially after the poor baby Jason Tatum didn't get any playing time. It's ridiculous. This started yesterday. It was Windhorst on McAfee's show. If you guys missed it.
Well, I don't know why you have to explain why so-and-so is not playing or whatever.
Well,
when is that a thing?
Here's the thing that annoys me the most about this is... Everybody coming out of the exhibition games were saying, I don't know, getting all we can handle from South Sudan, LeBron saving our ass last minute. So they have an opening group play, smoke Serbia.
Mm-hmm.
Who everybody thinks is one of the better teams. You know, they got the best player in the world. You know, they're an impressive squad. Serbia was second last year in the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And so the U.S. comes out, they throttle them. Kill them.
And then they just move and the complaint to something else.
Yeah! They like, just complain about something else.
That's what we do.
And they're just like, oh, you embarrassed him.
That's embarrassed him? That's what we do, though. Now, like, it's never going to change. You can take any situation that you have, right? And if we get over that hump, it'll be something else.
I'm so ready. I already know what's already in the works because I'm familiar with the NBA media's work.
Right.
I'm familiar with how they do things when somebody is disgraced from Boston. Mind you, a team that has three representatives and two of them played, but not poor Golden Boy. He did not get out there.
I don't like. What's more important, winning? Or everybody's feelings not getting hurt.
You know what? I would have thought too, Leroy. I would have thought here, and I would have said, you know, if Bam Adebayo did not play, in that game,
mm-hmm.
but Team USA won by 20, how can I bitch about it? How
right,
can I bitch about
exactly.
it? How can I sit here and whine about it?
Again, if you're writing about the team, if you're talking about the team, you have to find something to cause some controversy. And that controversy is Jason Tatum didn't play. And so now you're going to have people trying to justify why he did or didn't play when the only thing that should matter is they won.
Yep.
Who cares if he played?
Here was Windhorse yesterday. This was on Pat McAfee, and I did not like how he wrapped this up by saying who should be benched.
Look, I understand that it's hard to fathom. I also am going to tell you that there's going to be other All-Star players who get benched. I get that if you're a Tatum fan, you're pissed off. I get if you say you don't take a first-team All-NBA player and do that to him, but I'm telling you, I understand why they did this way. In other, like when they played the South Sudan on Wednesday, South Sudan's got a bunch of athletic wing players. Tatum's going to be out there. They're going to be switching all those screens because sure. he's got to play the perimeter, and there may be a guy like Bam Adebayo that gets benched in that game.
Whoa! Why?
I am all too familiar with how this move is going.
It's not, Bam ain't going to... But listen,
I can see the drumbeat moving already.
Let's be clear.
What is he talking about?
First of all, you got to be more real than that. You know damn well Bam is a better defender
right.
than Jason Tatum.
100%.
Now, those coaches on that sideline also know this. Stop with this nonsense because somebody said, you know, that Bam might not get no playing time based on what he thinks.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Here's what worries me about this.
Why are you worried? He's one of the best defensive players in the world.
Because it's politics, dude. Because honestly, if we
do you want to win wow. or is it politics?
It's both. Because Steve Kerr's already got to do the backpedaling of after a 20-point victory, he's got to do the backpedaling of, oh, I was an idiot for not playing Jason Tatum. And now you have Stephen A. Smith calling for you, calling for Steve Kerr, calling him an idiot. You have Kendrick Perkins. You got Windhorse. You got all the mafia
coming
together. I'm sure Bill Simmons is working on a Ringer podcast about it right now. They're all getting their pitchforks out because their poor Boston Celtics Jesus wasn't out there wearing his Kobe Bryant number, getting any minutes. And instead of this team being talked about, hey, kick Serbia's ass. Now it's like, well, what can we do to not ruffle feathers? And so what do they do? Well, first of all, the guy they should sit is Joel Embiid. Dude's been terrible.
Yeah,
like, we're going to be real about it.
Oof.
But they're not going to do that. Why?
Why not?
Why? I'll tell you why. Because the whole thing was made, we got Embiid, and Grant Hill brought him in, and we stole him from France.
Can I just say
and,
this?
And that mope, and you know him, he's going to find a microphone immediately and start yakking about it. So they're not going to, so he's going to rock the boat. They don't want to rock the boat. So who are they going to go with? They're going to go say, Spo, tell them. Just do the thing, you know, be the good soldier here. Let's not make it a thing because they got his coach there, and that's exactly what they're going to do. I can already smell the screw job from a mile away, Leroy.
Can I just say this?
Smell a screw
job. And I would like to say this to everybody who cares to listen. When did it not become about winning? So... are people saying they would rather Jason Tatum play and lose, or are you happy with the win?
You should be happy with the win.
So
you should be happy with the win. But is that what people are talking about?
No.
No.
Exactly.
No. They're saying like, oh, you disrespected this man.
No, you didn't.
You disrespected
he's on the
this
team.
Man.
So what? You know what? If you disrespect him, you disrespect him by having Derek White playing. You didn't disrespect him by playing him over
agreed.
Anybody else.
Yeah, Derek White was the last guy brought
right,
on the roster.
Right. So why are we sitting
why
here?
Why is a guy? Why? Is
and
a,
I tell you what, he would have been more disrespected if Jaylen Brown was on the team.
Well, let me ask
because
you.
Because Jaylen Brown plays better defense.
But why would Windhorst, why would he have the audacity to get on national television?
What?
The audacity to get on national television, Frog Boy, and say the name of Bam Adebayo, who's got the third best plus minus on the team. All right, He has been killing it. Every single time this Joel Embiid goes out there, he sinks our starts like an anchor. Every game they start off, the other team gets out to a 15-3 lead because Joel Embiid can hit the broadside of a barn. So they bring in the second unit with Bam and AD, and they save the team's ass. I've watched every single game. Every single game is the same story. But why is his name getting brought up? Why?
Why would they do that?
I know why. Because the fix is already in.
Wow.
The fix is already in, dude. He sees it from a mile away.
Can I just say
I'm not unfamiliar with this rodeo.
Oh.
I would be so just disappointed.
With Spo.
If this became more about feelings instead of winning.
Agreed.
I mean, like, maybe that's just me. The most important thing to me is winning a goal. And if, and here's what I think happened. They go, hey, we're going to put KD in there, let him get some run, and then we'll put Tatum in there. KD got hot,
yep.
And you leave him in. That happens in basketball. All basketball players know that. How many times have you seen Spo put the second unit in, and them guys go on a 20-2 run, and usually the time when the stars would come back in, he says, nah, never mind. Stay out. Let's let them get their run.
I'm going to tell you something right now. If Eric Spoelstra allows this to happen, if he allows Steve Kerr to go out there.
Wait, so you want him to fight Steve Kerr?
I do. I want Eric Spoelstra to fight Steve Kerr. If Steve Kerr kowtows to the Boston Media Mafia.
Yeah, hold on.
Kowtow.
Yeah, is that what they do?
I'm looking it up right now. Kowtow.
If he bows to the Boston Media Mafia.
Act in an excessively subservient manner.
Right. If he kowtows to the Boston Media Mafia just to play Jason Tatum, and he benches Bam Adebayo, who doesn't deserve to be benched.
Oh, wow. I spelled it wrong.
Yeah, it's a K.
It's a K. Yeah. And it's one word.
If he does that, Eric Spoelstra's got to fight him. He's got to fight him.
I put kowtow up and a whole bunch of toys came up.
He's got to punch Steve Kerr right in the snot box for even suggesting such a thing.
Oh, wow.
Suggesting violence?
Listen, he even used it in his proper meaning.
No, thank you.
He killed that.
Act in excessively subservient manner.
I said that.
She didn't have to kowtow to a boss.
Yeah. So if he goes out there and Steve Kerr kowtows to all these Boston carnival barkers.
Wait, kowtow means the opposite, though.
What?
Kowtow means you bow down to the boss.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, you say
Steve Kerr bows to the media pressure.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Oh, I thought you were saying that Spo.
No.
Okay.
Spo better go. Well, if he kowtows to Steve Kerr, I'm telling you something right now. He better kowtip Steve Kerr.
Whoa!
He better kick his ass. Just to even suggest that Bam Adebayo should be benched because of Jason Tatum's feelings.
Kowtow to Kupow. I like it.
Ridiculous. You want to know something?
Stop. What?
I'm tired of this whole Boston whining. You guys won a championship already.
What more?
Act like you enjoyed it. You need more praise? Yeah. I mean, Jaylen Brown sitting here with his busy thumbs, and then who do you got having a? Who was it doing that? Grant Hill's got to go and save face. It's embarrassing. Focus on winning, not pleasing everybody.
You know what? Every time he says something, I think of, gotta stay hydrated, champ. That's what he's over there doing.
By the way, rugby, already over.
Yeah, it was like a 12-second game.
The hell was that?
What is this, basketball?
This is 3-on-3 basketball now.
Oh, it's an Olympic event?
Yeah. It is indeed.
Yeah.
Outdoor also. That's where real hoopers
play. This is,
That's the U.S.?
Haley Von Lith.
I did see, yeah. That is indeed Haley Von Lith and a couple other players that I don't know.
I like that it's street ball.
Right? He just said that.
Yeah, but that's where the real
outdoors. That means you got
to check
that wind.
You always got an excuse, though. Always got an excuse. Damn wind.
Wait, are they doing layup line together?
Yeah. Not impressive.
How about this?
Oh, because it's a little. Oh, they basically put the big three in. Big three. So they do the men's too?
What do you think of those jerseys?
What? The U.S. jerseys?
No, the other one. They say Deutschland?
That's nice. Netherlands, isn't it?
Yeah, but see, everyone get those custom. Remember you guys were complaining about the Serbia one, the ESP that Spain was wearing?
España?
No, just ESP.
They beat
Greece. They beat Greece.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, Trump's not going to like what they did to the Greek.
The Greek.
The Greek. You know, beautiful building, the Greek.
Gaffman says, Tobin, Spo is the assistant. I understand he's the assistant.
Yeah, but.
But you want to know something? He has to take a stand when it comes to
that. Can I just tell you something about our guy right here?
Let's hear it.
The way he wants other people to go against upper management, he does not do. So y'all just calm down.
No, that's not true. First of all, that's not true. Second of all, I don't want Eric Spoelstra allowing his best player to get squeezed out because of feelings. It's ridiculous. Eric Spoelstra.
I don't think a basketball team or any sports team should ever be run or managed because of feelings.
Agreed.
Yeah. No, you're right.
It's about winning. And any player, any player who has a problem with that, right? It's like we do this in sports. So if Jaylen Waddle has 10 catches and Tyreek has 2 and you win the game by 15, they'll go to Tyreek and say, why you only have 2 catches? Like, what are you doing? Like, that's the stuff I'm talking about. And that's what we're doing right now. We're doing, like, the conversation is not about how bad the U.S. beat Serbia. The whole conversation about winning their first Olympic game is about Jason Tatum not getting playing time. That is ridiculous. Like, come on. You know what? I ain't doing it.
How mad are you going to be tomorrow if this happens, though?
Huh?
What, are you going to be mad if this happens tomorrow?
If what happens?
If they bench Bam for Jason Tatum.
Bam's a better defender.
I understand.
So if you
didn't ask that question. I didn't ask that question.
Yes, I'm going to be mad because he's not the best player for if you have a lot of wings.
You know what?
A lot of length. Bam is your guy.
You guys sound insamesies right now.
No.
You guys sound insamesies.
He's just saying it because Bam's his guy.
Page.
I'm saying it because the player that Bam is.
Well, you're both saying it, though, you know?
Yeah, we are saying the same thing.
He
maybe threw for a touchdown. A couple of extra reasons, but yeah, I mean, we're on the same page.
Same
you would agree. It's closer than you think.
You two. Same wavelength.
I'll tell you what.
He's hypnotized by 3-on-3. By the way, I apologize to the Netherlands. They're taking on Germany.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I see the flag now. That makes sense. Deutschland. Am I saying that right?
I don't think so.
That's where my neighbors are now.
Are they?
Take a break. The damage is done, my friend.
Ooh.
Who's next? Margo, is your camera okay, dude? It's look like it's facing the sky.
Leroy,
you messed up his stuff?
He's a bully, dude.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Hold on. I was looking at our...
Oh, you know Leroy.
I gotta send a message to my lovely daughter.
Let's get to a little damages done, my friend. Our favorite Tuesday game. Dolphin Dan says, I need some camp news. We'll get you some camp news. Yeah. We gotta play our favorite Tuesday game. But yes, Elijah Campbell is wearing the orange jersey today.
We'll get you updated
from camp. We've been playing.
Who has the orange jersey?
Elijah Campbell,
the guy who had the PBU on Jaylen Waddle that wasn't a drop.
I thought it was a drop.
Was it a drop?
Is he there? He was definitely there. He was close.
Oh, you know what? I would have put Caitlin Clark and what's her name on the big three.
Andrew Reese.
Because they didn't make the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been smart. Van Lith was a prominent college player, right?
Uh-huh.
I think she's still in college, isn't she?
Really? Well, what the hell are the Cavender twins then?
Well, I think she was supposed to go play with the Cavender twin, and then the Cavender twins are like, never mind.
Stay.
Yeah, that was it. That's why we heard. Yeah.
Yikes. Alrighty.
That's what I think went down. I will say, though, I was watching a little Team USA yesterday.
Yeah.
They don't need Caitlin Clark.
Oh, you're talking about the female team.
They don't need Caitlin Clark.
They don't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
stack squad.
The fact that the way they explained it made a lot of sense, and it happens a lot in sports. Like, just when you have to, it happened, you know what? It happens in golf with the Ryder Cup, right? That a guy, when they have to pick the team, a guy who's playing the best going into the Ryder Cup isn't on the team because his numbers or his how he was playing when they picked the team wasn't as good. It happens.
Let's get to damages done. So UFC 304 was this past weekend, and Dana White, you know, lashing out afterwards.
Wow.
For something that's a little bit weird, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Fighter pay is always a big thing with the UFC. They feel like they don't pay their fighters enough. Every once in a while, they put some bonuses on some guys. You know, we have a great night. Sometimes they'll do more than three bonuses, but typically they do two performance of the night bonuses, Leroy, and one fight of the night bonus, which are typically $50,000 apiece. Every once in a while, he'll up the bonuses. Now, this famously happened at UFC 300, where they did $300,000 bonuses. I believe Max Holloway took home two of them because of his fight of the night slash knockout, greatest knockout we've ever seen, maybe.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Pretty good.
So this time around, they upped the bonuses he gave to him to Paddy the Batty, because Paddy the Batty had a great submission, but it was kind of a ho-hum card. It was a ho-hum card. You know,
that's why he had to do that.
You know, so, but the way this has worked is he's been at these press conferences, and everyone's like, Dana, up the bonuses. And because he likes to be loved, he's like, yeah, let's up the bonuses. And now...
Oh, he's reneging on it?
Now he's like, never going to do that again. Never going to do it.
You saw how boring this card was.
It's Dana White.
Every time you get on a press conference, the fighters manage to get you to up the bonuses. Do you think there's an argument that maybe you should just up them to...
I think tonight showed that we should not. No.
Oh.
Upping them doesn't change anything. It doesn't make anybody fight any harder. It doesn't change anything. I'm not doing this again.
Ever.
Ever. Today was the last... The last day that I'm doing that, yeah. I'm not saying that in the future the bonuses couldn't get up, but I'm not going to be at a press conference and say, 200, 300, never again. Never again. So you can thank everybody on this card for that.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. Nobody fought any harder. There was no sense of urgency. Holy s***, I want the 100,000. Seven straight. Who gives a f***? It's 7 o'clock in Vegas, so whatever. Yeah, never again.
Okay, I love
seven straight decisions. Yeah, the 100,000 was a real big woohoo. Let's get it, boys. That never again.
Wow, dude.
But here's the problem.
Hold on.
I'm not mad at him.
-1.
I'm not mad at him for lashing out. But here's the deal. You knew it was going to be that kind of card. You even said it beforehand.
Yeah.
That we don't have guys that are going to go out there and clean people's clock.
We all knew it. It was like they did everything in their power to never make this title fight between Leon Edwards and Bilal Muhammad.
Right. You knew what kind of fight it was going to be. And you know these fighters don't deviate from who they are very much. You very rarely hear a guy who's gone, you know, all the way through every fight that all of a sudden knocks somebody out in the first minute. It doesn't happen. Conversely, guys who usually knock people out don't usually go all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
They either get knocked out or they're knocking people out. So, like, yeah, you putting it out there does what? He should be more aware. He knows these fighters.
He just wanted the cheap pop, and now you're mad.
Right,
because
you're mad because you...
Somebody got a little extra dough. Like, and by the way, $50,000. I mean, Dana, you guys sold for $4 billion. I mean, like, can we up the bonuses? Like, Jesus. That's kind of the point.
Well, it's not even up in the bonuses. The guy should be getting paid more.
Of course.
Right.
Of course. But knowing that, like, that's a lost cause. Like, you're giving... You're getting out. Okay, so there was a board. Like, there's never been a boring card in the history of the UFC.
Right.
Exactly. Crazy to me, dude.
Exactly.
It's crazy to me. Anyway, what do you got for damages done, dude?
All right. So, I found myself perusing the Olympics.
Yep.
Right? And I'm going to call the damages done on myself.
Oh.
Because yesterday,
damage is done.
During the day, me and my daughter were watching the men's gymnastics.
Yep.
Right? They won the bronze.
Mm-hmm.
We watched it.
Great show.
Right? They, like, yeah, the guy, you
that
know.
That pummel horse.
The pummel horse.
Needed.
Which they say is the toughest event.
Yeah, we had a specialist, the pummeler.
Yeah.
And so last night, we got home from the movie. We look over there. And and my wife and my mother-in-law were watching gymnastics because they like gymnastics and swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, I go, what are you guys watching? Oh, men's gymnastics. They say they got a chance to win the silver. I'm like, they win the bronze. I'm like,
You're a spoiler. You spoiled their Olympics.
You guys didn't know?
Damage is done, my friend.
So they were
replay.
So they were just watching primetime replay.
Right.
Wow, you're a bastard.
But I didn't.
That's right up your alley, dude.
It's right up your alley.
I call it damage is done on myself because I didn't mean to.
Oh, sure.
I didn't mean to.
Sure you didn't. I'm proud of you for not. I'm proud of you for not live texting during Dragons this week.
Oh, man.
Well, there was nothing to live text.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Snooze fest.
Like, what do we call it? Marcos.
Yeah.
Let's go get a dragon, dude.
Might as well. Oh, we can. Well. Yeah, yeah.
We can all get a dragon.
You get a dragon.
You just gotta.
Now, I will say.
Ah, dragon.
They did have some burnt ends.
Oh, did they? Dragon was like, oh, it's a feast.
No, no. Hey, the dragon's like, not you, not you, not you.
Yeah, not good.
Got him.
What do you got, Marcos?
Mine is similar to Leroy's in that it covers the Olympics.
Ah.
We have a robbery, ladies and gentlemen. We have a robbery, and I, for one, will not stand for this. It is a robbery of none other than Coco Gauff.
All right.
Coco Gauff. Yesterday, not sure if you had a chance to see it, was eliminated from singles competition.
It was yesterday or this morning?
This morning, I apologize. Early this morning, eliminated from singles competition. Her match, though, didn't come with controversy because after dropping the first set, tied it up, right? We have a tied match, and that's where her opponent, Croatia's Dana Vekic, they love the itches over there, served the ball, which the line judge said was out of bounds, awarding Gauff the point. However, the chair umpire... Everyone remember this name. Jaume Campistol. Remember him.
French?
I have no idea. Jaume Campistol. I don't understand. Declared the shot in, and that set Gauff off. It was a tie game. She needed that point. The line judge gives her the point. The chair guy says, not so much. This is her arguing the call. Clearly, visibly upset.
But you have to be sure you can't say maybe.
I am 100% sure.
No, you're not. You just said maybe I'm wrong. It's
well,
not.
Based on your reaction, I might be wrong. But I have to take this.
I never argue these calls, but I just called it out before I hit the ball.
I understand.
It always happens to me on this board.
Well.
Oh, no.
Gauff is not going to like this.
Tears.
No,
at the
Coco.
End.
Tears.
Tears at the end. This old.
Fire this umpire.
Fire this umpire.
Take it off. I want a ban. Nobody makes Coco cry.
Made Coco cry.
What's wrong with you, dude?
Made Coco cry.
Where's Jimmy Butler? Isn't he in France?
Where is he?
Go beat him up, Jimmy Butler.
Oh wow, he was very violent with the Olympics. Damage is done. Damage is goes done. To that chair. He says, maybe I'm wrong based off of your reaction. Well, the damage is done, dude.
Damage be is done. Moon,
love. So the line judge called it out.
Correct. Line judge awarded the point to Coco Gauff. The chair ump said, no, I don't think so. And Coco Gauff, not one to argue with the ump very much, you know.
No.
She was very upset.
She made her cry, dude.
Made her
so,
cry.
So always did happens. They replay it 1,000 times on TV?
I'm sure they did, but.
Where was it?
Well, damage is done, my friend.
No.
Damage
because
is done.
No, it was wrong. He was wrong. He was wrong on the call.
It was out.
Correct. It was out. It should have been awarded, but the rule was changed, or the call was already changed. You can't change a change call. You know, you cheat in the game. You only won. You cheat. You cheat.
Exactly. Exactly.
Something like that.
He's right though.
No, I'm right,
dude.
Yeah. So long story short, Coco Gauff robbed. Ump, chair ump. Damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done.
What a bum, dude. Also, did the German team just beat the U.S. team in 3-on-3 action?
They're pretty happy right now. Looks like it.
Very happy.
Yep.
Okay, so.
Well, all right.
There's Boy, that.
They kicked our Unz ass.
Okay. Way to go, dude.
Wow.
Unz van Leaf, you should have played for
17 to 3. 17 13.
Oof.
What are you?
17 13. Is that this is pool round.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, so now they go swim.
I was like, who? Don't look like they're in a pool.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
I didn't know Germany was a powerhouse.
What do you mean?
Women's basketball. Yeah,
Germany won a World Cup last year in men's.
In men.
Oh,
you don't think that trickled down? Yeah, you don't think the German women can play ball?
Oh. It certainly doesn't help the men's soccer team.
That's true.
Well, I mean, that's our problem. I don't know what to tell you.
But I'm saying, so it can't be the same way. You're
lashing out today, dude. You're lashing out.
Dude, you hungry? Can I just tell you something?
Yeah. You hungry?
I'm ready to fight this burger place right here.
Wow.
Oh, so you've been trying to order food.
I'm just
haven't paid attention to anything.
I've been paying attention. I'm going to show you what...
Oh, is your camera okay, dude? It's look like it's facing the sky.
Leroy,
you messed up his stuff?
He's a bully, dude.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Hold on. I was looking at our... I sing the
song because I love you know Leroy.
Man, I gotta send a message to my lovely daughter.
Let's get to a little damages done, my friend. Our favorite Tuesday game. Dolphin Dan says, I need some camp news. We'll get you some camp news. Yeah. We got to play our favorite Tuesday game. But yes, Elijah Campbell is wearing the orange jersey today. We'll get you updated from camp. We've been playing.
Who has the orange jersey?
Elijah Campbell. Elijah
Campbell, the guy who had the PBU on Jalen Waddle that wasn't a drop.
I thought it was a drop.
Was it a drop?
Is there? He was definitely there. He was close.
Oh, you know what? I would have put Caitlin Clark and what's her name on the big three?
Andrew Reese.
Because they didn't make the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been smart. Van Lith was a prominent college player, right?
Uh-huh.
I think she's still in college, isn't she?
Really? Well, where the hell are the Cavender twins then?
Well, I think she was supposed to go play with the Cavender twin, and then the Cavender twins are like, never mind.
Staying.
Yeah, that was it. That's why we heard. Yeah.
Yikes. Alrighty.
That's what I think went down. I will say, though, I was watching a little Team USA yesterday.
Yeah.
They don't need Caitlin Clark.
Oh, you're talking about the female team.
They don't need Caitlin Clark.
They don't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Stack squad.
The fact that the way they explained it made a lot of sense, and it happens a lot in sports. Like, just when you have to, it happened, you know what? It happens in golf with the Ryder Cup, right? That a guy, when they have to pick the team, a guy who's playing the best going into the Ryder Cup isn't on the team because his numbers or his how he was playing when they picked the team wasn't as good. It happens.
Let's get to damages done. So UFC 304 was this past weekend, and Dana White, you know, lashing out afterwards.
Wow.
For something that's a little bit weird, you know.
Right.
Fighter pay is always a big thing with the UFC. They feel like they don't pay their fighters enough. Every once in a while, they put some bonuses on some guys. You know, we have a great night. Sometimes they'll do more than three bonuses, but typically they do two performance of the night bonuses, Leroy, and one fight of the night bonus, which are typically $50,000 a piece. Every once in a while, he'll up the bonuses. Now, this famously happened at UFC 300, where they did $300,000 bonuses. I believe Max Holloway took home two of them because of his fight of the night / knockout, greatest knockout we've ever seen, maybe. It was amazing.
Pretty good.
So this time around, they upped the bonuses he gave to him to Paddy the Batty, because Paddy the Batty had a great submission, but it was kind of a ho-hum card. It was a ho-hum card. You know,
that's why he had to do that.
You know, so, but the way this has worked is he's been at these press conferences, and everyone's like, Dana, up the bonuses. And because he likes to be loved, he's like, yeah, let's up the bonuses. And now...
Oh, he's reneging on it?
Now he's like, never going to do that again. Never going to do it.
You saw how boring this card was.
It's Dana White.
Every time you get on a press conference, the fighters manage to get you to up the bonuses. Do you think there's an argument that maybe you should just up them?
I think tonight showed that we should not, no.
Oh.
Upping them doesn't change anything. It doesn't make anybody fight any harder. It doesn't change anything. I'm not doing this again.
Ever?
Ever. Today was the last day that I'm doing that, yeah. Not saying that in the future the bonuses couldn't get up, but I'm not going to be at a press conference and say, 200, 300, never again. Never again. So you can thank everybody on this card for that.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. Nobody fought any harder. There was no sense of urgency. Holy, I want the 100,000. 7 straight. Who gives a It's 7 o'clock in Vegas, so whatever. Yeah, never again.
Okay, I love
seven straight decisions. Yeah, the 100,000 was a real big woohoo. Let's get it, boys. That never again.
Wow, dude.
But here's the problem.
Hold on.
I'm not mad at him.
-1.
I'm not mad at him for last year. But here's the deal. You knew it was going to be that kind of card. You even said it beforehand.
Yeah.
That we don't have guys that are going to go out there and clean people's clock.
We all knew it. It was like they did everything in their power to never make this title fight between Leon Edwards and Bilal Muhammad.
Right. You knew what kind of fight it was going to be. And you know these fighters don't deviate from who they are very much. You very rarely hear a guy who's gone, you know, all the way through every fight that all of a sudden knocks somebody out in the first minute. It doesn't happen. Conversely, guys who usually knock people out don't usually go all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
They either get knocked out or they're knocking people out. So, like, yeah, you putting it out there does what? He should be more aware. He knows these fighters.
He just wanted the cheap pop, and now you're mad.
Right,
because
you're mad because you
somebody got a little extra dough. Like, and by the way, $50,000. I mean, Dana, you guys sold for $4 billion. I mean, like, can we up the bonuses? Like, Jesus. That's kind of the point.
Well, like, it's not even up in the bonuses. The guy should be getting paid more.
Of course,
right?
Of course, but knowing that, like, that's a lost cause. Like, you're giving. You're giving out, okay, so there was a there's never been a boring card in the history of the UFC.
Right.
Exactly. Crazy to me, dude.
Exactly.
It's crazy to me. Anyway, what do you got for damages done, dude?
All right. So I found myself perusing the Olympics.
Yep.
Right? And I'm gonna call the damages done on myself.
Oh.
Because yesterday,
damage is done.
During the day, me and my daughter were watching the men's gymnastics.
Yep.
Right? They won the bronze.
Mm-hmm.
We watched it.
Great show.
Right? They like, yeah, the guy, you
know. The pummel horse.
Needed. Which they say is the toughest event.
Yeah, we had a specialist, the pummeler.
Yeah.
And so last night, we got home from the movie. We look over there. And my wife and my mother-in-law were watching gymnastics because they like gymnastics and swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, what are you guys watching? Oh, men's gymnastics. They say they got a chance to win the silver. I'm like, they win the bronze. I'm like,
you're spoiled. You spoiled the Olympics, dude.
Oh, you guys didn't know?
Damage is done, my friend.
So they were
replay.
So they were just watching primetime replay.
Right.
Oh, you're a bastard.
But I didn't. That's right up your alley, dude.
It
is right up your alley.
And so I call it damage is done on myself because I didn't mean to.
Oh, sure.
I didn't mean to.
I'm proud of you for not. I'm proud of you for not live texting during Dragons this week.
Oh, man.
Well, there was nothing to live text.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Snooze fest.
Like, what do we call it? Marcos.
Yeah.
Let's go get a dragon, dude.
Might as well. Oh, we can. Well. Yeah, yeah.
We can all get a dragon.
You get a dragon.
You just got to.
Now, I will say.
Ah, dragon.
They did have some burnt ends.
Oh, did they? Dragon was like, oh, it's a feast.
No. Hey, the dragon's like, not you.
Yeah, not good.
Got him.
What do you got, Marcos?
Mine is similar to Leroy's in that it covers the Olympics.
Ah.
We have a robbery, ladies and gentlemen. We have a robbery, and I, for one, will not stand for this. It is a robbery of none other than Coco Gauff.
All right.
Coco Gauff. Yesterday, not sure if you had a chance to see it, was eliminated from singles competition.
It was yesterday or this morning?
This morning, I apologize. Early this morning, eliminated from singles competition. Her match, though, didn't come with controversy because after dropping the first set, tied it up, right? We have a tied match, and that's where her opponent, Croatia's Dana Vekic, they love the itches over there, served the ball, which the line judge said was out of bounds, awarding Gauff the point. However, the chair umpire... Everyone remember this name. Jaume Campistol. Remember him.
French?
I have no idea. J-A-U-M-E Campistol. I don't understand. Declared the shot in, and that set Goff off. It was a tie game. She needed that point. The line judge gives her the point. The chair guy says, not so much. This is her arguing the call, clearly visibly upset.
But you have to be sure. You can't say maybe. No, you're not. You just said maybe I'm wrong. It's
well,
not.
Based on your reaction, I might be wrong. But I have to take this.
I never argue these calls, but he called it out before I hit the ball.
I understand.
It always happens to me on this court.
Well,
oh no!
Goff is not going to like this.
Tears.
No,
at the
Coco.
End.
Tears.
Tears at the end. This old.
Fire this umpire!
Fire this umpire!
Take it off! I want a ban. Nobody makes Coco cry.
Made Coco cry.
What the hell's wrong with you, dude?
Made Coco cry.
Where's Jimmy Butler? Isn't he in France?
Where is he?
Go beat him up, Jimmy Butler.
Oh wow! You've been very violent with the Olympics.
Damage is done.
Goes to that chair. He says. Maybe I'm wrong based off of your reaction. Well, the damage is done, dude.
Maybe I'm wrong, love.
So the line judge called it out.
Correct. Line judge awarded the point to Coco Gauff. The chair ump said, no, I don't think so. And Coco Gauff, not one to argue with the ump very much, you know.
No.
She was very upset.
Made her cry, dude.
Made her
cry. So always did they replay it 1,000 times on TV?
I'm sure they did, but
where was it?
Well, damage is done, my friend.
No.
Damage
because
done.
No, it was wrong. He was wrong. He was wrong on the call.
It was out.
Correct. It was out. It should have been awarded, but the rule was changed, or the call was already changed. You can't change a change call. You know, you're cheating the game. You only want to cheat and you cheat.
Exactly. Exactly.
Something like that.
He's right, though.
No, I'm right.
Dude.
Yeah, so long story short, Coco Gauff robbed, ump, chair ump. Damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done.
What a bum, dude.
Also, did the German team just beat the U.S. team in 3-on-3 action?
They're pretty happy right now. Looks like it.
Very happy.
Yep.
Okay, so.
Well, all right.
There's that.
They kicked our Uns ass.
Okay. Way to go, dude.
Wow.
Uns van Leaf, you should have played for
17 to 3. 17 13.
Oof.
What are you?
17 13. Is that a. This is pool round.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, so now they go swim.
I was like, who? Don't look like him in a pool.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
I didn't know Germany was a powerhouse.
What do you mean?
Women's basketball.
Well, Germany won a World Cup last year in men's.
In men.
Oh, you don't think that trickled down? Yeah, you don't think the German women can play ball?
Huh. It certainly doesn't help the men's soccer team.
That's true.
Well, I mean, that's our problem. I don't know what to tell you.
But I'm saying, so it can't be the same way. You're
lashing out today, dude. You're lashing out.
Dude, you hungry? Can I just tell you something?
Yeah. You hungry?
I'm ready to fight this burger place right here.
Wow.
Oh, so you've been trying to order food.
I'm just
haven't paid attention to anything.
I've been paying attention. I'm going to show you what they're trying to sell.
All right. Is that a lettuce wrap?
It's a lettuce.
No,
it's like a
lettuce shaped like a bun with a burger.
They basically sliced a head of lettuce in half, and those are the bun halves.
Yeah, been to a place that did that before. That place is no longer open.
Right.
Not good.
What the hell are we doing now?
Looks like Holly von Leaf hit the wrong team. Enjoy Brands.
That's so great. That is so great. The difference between your German accent and your Norwegian accent is the addition of uns.
Uns Wagner Brothers. You just lost to Uns Wagner Sister.
So unfortunate. I did not expect that.
Do they have a Wagner sister? Is that who just beat us?
No.
I wouldn't be surprised. There's a lot of them. Or Bogdanovich somehow.
Oh, let's see. We got... Oh, no, it's Friday.
They're
coming here.
Who is?
They're doing a tour.
Okay.
Who's that?
Which is weird. Simone Biles and the Olympic team, I guess.
Shouldn't they be...
No, that's October 11th. Right now, they're getting ready to go through the women's gymnastics.
All right.
Take a break. More to come here on the show after this.